I would just like to say it was always a pleasure to work with Edie. Edie, once beyond a lifetime, the threat of a sudden death is not that which haunts us most profoundly as we wade through life's restless waters. It is always 5 minutes before something or other. That is, until time stands still. The lights on the television screen flicker. Newsflash colors dance throughout the room. This, that, and a thousand things barely reach my subconscious mind. Then, Edie Hintze, founder and director of the Vienna Poetry Academy, died unexpectedly. Seems to seep in. I immediately check the homepage. Had I imagined this? Had the I in Edie changed position? Had the spelling checker set to polyglot turned Edie into die? Was this a mistake? Was my mind playing hooky on me? I immediately check the homepage. www.sfd.at. There it stood, confirmed on the internet, without a capital I. He was no longer with us, physically. Edie died and the Danube was frozen solid. Icebreakers crashed through to open it up again, to defy the laws of nature, cracking through. Turning a solid sheet of ice into a bizarre and jarred seascape. The cold air of the past few sunny winter days had seeped through the dreary Vienna smog. Fine days for a journey, and as good as any for the last. Fleeing mediocrity implies our filling the void with a dream. Edie, thank you for your dream, for the seed, for the SFD, for all the buds and blossoms it has and will continue to nourish. Edie died, and the Danube was frozen solid. And in that realm beyond, there is now another new dragon, one who eats the capital letters from children's school books, one whose wings in flight still leave a breath of fresh air behind.
Next will be Hanan Art. After that Heike Fiedler. Und dann, wenn sie noch da ist, die Augusta Lahr.